This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, July 11. Jail as the hand of God. When the set time had finally come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. A tired and thirsty Sisera accepted Jael's invitation to rest in her tent. He had no reason to fear. Jael, the wife of a trusted ally, soothed him. "Don't be afraid." Then, after doing as hospitality required, Jael tent-pegged Sisera as he lay sleeping. On that day, we read, God subdued Jabin, king of Canaan. How could someone who violates norms of hospitality be God's instrument of salvation? Couldn't God use better people or a more acceptable means to set things right? According to Scripture, there are no better people. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Even God's justice seems unwise in the eyes of the world, which considers the cross of Christ foolishness. In the days of the judges, Jael tent-pegged Israel's oppressor. But even though God used Jael as his hand of victory in this episode, Israel would still need other saviors. They needed rescue again and again. Having heard the cries of his people in distress when the set time had fully come, God sent a Savior who would be pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. Jesus Christ, the ultimate Savior, bore the sin of many and made intercessions for the transgressors. Do you see God's hand at work in this world? Has God opened your eyes to see the wisdom of his strange salvation? Pray with me. Lord, help me to see your hand in the strange way your servant has saved your people from unrighteousness. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.